is common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Tuesday, May the 22nd, 2018. I'm David Knight. We've got another Tesla crash, but I think what I'm more worried about is the crash in terms of our credit card government. Reports of massive amounts of money flowing out. Nothing new, of course, but it's just not in the news anymore. It's kind of interesting, you know, as we look at the Pentagon saying we're going to spend another $1 billion to acquire more robots. And they're going to spend a lot more than that, folks. What are we getting for our money? What are we getting for the foreign wars? Well, we're getting a massive debt. And as we've had other generals point out in the past, that is probably the biggest threat to our national security. Are you going to still be able to borrow the money from China or other people when you are bankrupt to build your robot army? I don't know. I mean, we have to come to terms really with what the policy of the United States is here in terms of war at some point in time, don't you think? And as we have a Republican from Tennessee, Representative Diane Black, is saying, you know, I've got an idea how we could build the wall. We could have a crowdfunding source. We could crowdfund it. She said it would be a way for the American people to have their voice heard. It's like, wait a minute. You're Republican. We've had multiple elections. We voted for a Republican House and we voted for a Republican Senate. Still nothing got done. We kept voting on this issue. We had President Trump campaign for president. That was the key issue. That was the issue that gave him traction. Still nothing is being done. And so now we got to have a crowdsource funding. After all the money that we're spending for the foreign wars, we've got to crowdsource the defense of our border. How pathetic is that? Unbelievable how pathetic that is. And if you think that's pathetic, what is happening at the schools? Well, I think the Boy Scouts of America give us an insight into what is happening at our schools. We have now got, as far as this starting with this next jamboree, they're telling the Boy Scouts to bring condoms. You know, always be prepared. So bring those condoms to your Boy Scout jamboree, because this is Rex Tillerson's Boy Scouts. And it's not just the condoms. They're now celebrating. This is going to be the first time the Boy Scouts of America. Oh, wait, let's change that. It's now BSA, and then put after that North American Union, because they're going to have their jamboree is going to be American, Canadian, and Mexican. Does that look familiar too? See, it is, when we look at the schools, when we look at the Boy Scouts, even when we look at Netflix, where we've got Michelle and Barack Obama signed up now as producers, it is a vast spectrum of control. Even the Democrats now are saying that they're going to co-opt the term drain the swamp for their next election. They already stole, it's an information war. Hillary Clinton stole that from InfoWars. She says, it's an information war and we're losing it. We played that clip a million times. And then we kept saying, you are the resistance. That was the other slogan that we had here at InfoWars. And of course, now the resistance means the progressive socialist left. So now they're going to steal the term drain the swamp. You know, they stole the term liberal about a century ago. It used to be that liberal was what we call a libertarian. Now that is moving as well. That's why labels really don't mean that much, but slogans do. And the Democrats know how to use slogans. They know how to seize the high ground. They know that if they can grab the terminology, you know, like dreamers, everybody's got a dream. Dreams are great. Hollywood has brainwashed us for generations. That's how the most important thing in life is to follow your dream. Is it? Is it really the most important thing? Yeah, we've all got dreams. We used to have an American dream, which was a home. That's now being sacrificed so we can pay for the education of foreign citizens in foreign countries who send their kids here to be schooled at our expense instead of schooling them in their country. So we've got a lot to take a look at. We've also got the school pipeline to pharmaceutical industry. We're going to take another look at that. We had Oliver North talk about Ritalin. Is that really the issue? Or is that something, it is an issue, and it is something that is very big. It is not the biggest drug today. We'll tell you how the biggest drug today is destroying our country. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Tuesday, May 22nd, 2018. And here we have the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute that monitors global military spending, and guess who's number one?
USA! USA!
We have topped the list. More spending than the next seven biggest spenders combined. More than the next seven spenders combined. But we're told all the time, our military is eviscerated. We don't have enough money in the Pentagon budget. Well, you can spell that Pentagon, G-O-N-E, because we just keep pouring money into it, keep starting new wars, keep the wars that we've got going interminably. And as they point out, Russia fell from third to fourth place among the biggest spenders. Both Russia and the U.S. continue to far exceed all other states in terms of nuclear stockpiles. But the bottom line is that as we see that we have, we're spending more on our military than the next seven countries combined, the big spenders, the people in Washington, the neocon establishment, is telling us every year the U.S. military is being stripped to the bone and we've got to rebuild our capability. That's what we see. And it is so extreme that we now have a Republican representative, Dianne Black, Republican from Tennessee, introduced a bill Friday with a fresh idea on how to build the border wall, reports Town Hall. President Trump and House Republicans just can't figure out how to build the border wall. You know, we voted for them. Multiple elections, we voted for them to do something to secure the border, and they still don't know how to do it. They keep telling us, vote for me and I'll fix it, but they never had a plan. You remember that old saying? If you don't have a plan, you never planned to do it. Her bill, Dianne Black's bill, would raise funds for the wall along the southern border with Mexico through crowdfunding. It sets up a dedicated trust fund for people who are interested in securing our country and building the wall. Do we have to do that for anything else? Do we have to do that for the Pentagon? I mean, wouldn't it be nice if we said, instead of spending as much as the next seven countries combined, we're going to set up a crowdfunding program here for all the people who don't think we're spending enough money for the Pentagon. And of course, none of that extravagant spending is going to be used to defend our border. No, can't do that. Can't put the military there at the border. Can't build the wall out of this massive Cadillac defense bill. Can't do any of that. Can't do it. Don't have the money. Can't find it. Can't figure out how to do it. Can't figure out how to defend our border. No, we can figure out how to build robot warriors. We can talk about putting chip implants into our human soldiers. Start them along the path to being cyborgs and lifelong slaves. And, you know, kind of use them as the guinea pig test beds for what they want to do to the rest of us, putting chip implants in us. That's the next thing they're pushing there. That's what DARPA and the Pentagon are always working on. They're always working on these big, extravagant tools that, as Madison always pointed out, it's just human nature that the things that we use to defend ourselves abroad can become instruments of tyranny at home. Let me tell you, they're working on that real hard. You've got them working on AI drones the Defense Department here domestically. That's what it looks like when the tools to fight these monsters abroad become tools of tyranny at home. See, they're not interested in defending us. The Pentagon and DARPA are not interested in defending us. They're interested in controlling us. They're not interested in controlling the border. They're interested in controlling us. And I think nothing says that, and nothing says more about the duplicity and the impotence of the GOP than this proposition by Dianne Black of the Republican Party to set up a crowdfunding source so that we can do something about the border. Give me a break. How pathetic these Republicans are. I'm disgusted with these people. Congress has every authority still to be able to fund the wall, she said, but this would be the American people's voice being heard. Yeah, well, we've had multiple elections and you're not listening to our voice. So you want to send that money in? Go ahead, send it in. They'll find some other way to use it. Or they'll spend it on some high-tech boondoggle at the border that won't be effective, but it will help their supporters. You know, the big businesses who gave them the money so they could, who contributed to their campaigns. I'm sure that that money that you put into that crowdsource fund to build the wall, I'm sure that it'll be put to good use to help the campaigns of these backers of the Republican candidates. That's the way they're going to use this. She said she heard from many people, said they think the wall needs to get built, but they don't understand why Congress isn't funding it. Uh-huh. Yeah, I bet she has. And they voice willingness to fund the walls themselves. I don't know about that. Maybe they have. Maybe they have. Maybe there's another approach to take this. Maybe what we do is we just tell them that these judges who tell President Trump that he can't do whatever he wants to do to protect the borders, whether it is vetting the people who are coming in from countries that Barack Obama went to war with because they were supposedly dangerous. Well, if they were dangerous, they're more dangerous now because we've been bombing their weddings and bombing people that we don't know who they are. You know, the CIA and Gina Haspel, all those people, John Brennan, they don't know who they're bombing. They bomb innocent people all the time, creating more terrorists. And then we can bring them into our country and we can't vet them, says a very low level, the lowest level federal judges, the people that are never elected and who get appointed for life. They are dictating what can and can't be done. You want to talk about a coup with the elections? It's far worse than an FBI spy in the Trump campaign. The people who have commandeered our elections are the federal judiciary. And people like Jeff Sessions who play along with them, pretending that these judges have some say-so over whether or not we continue an executive order. And again, it's not even an executive order. It wasn't even an order from Obama. It was a memo from his Homeland Security Secretary, Janet Napolitano, saying, I'm not going to enforce the immigration laws. I'm not going to enforce the border. They called it DACA. That's deferred enforcement is what that's about. It's deferred action. And so they're saying, well, we're going to defer enforcing the law. Well, they took an oath to enforce the law, so they really can't do that. And if you're going to respect that order, then you have to respect the order of the current Homeland Security Secretary, if she wanted to make that order, and of the current president, just as he overturned the Paris Climate Accord, just as he overturned the Iran treaty that wasn't a treaty, the Paris Climate Agreement that wasn't a treaty. It was signed by Obama as an executive order. And those things had a lot more force than even this memo from the Homeland Security Secretary. Yet we have to pretend, because the judiciary is saying so, that President Trump can't get rid of DACA. I don't think there is the will to get rid of DACA. It is a political hot potato. They are afraid to come after it because the Democrats have used the term dreamer. And who wants to destroy the dreams of anybody? Well, I'll tell you who. The Mexican government wants to destroy your dreams of having a home because they're going to send their kids to your country and have you pay for their education at the expense of your home, at the expense of your American dream. They're masters, masters at seizing the high ground in terms of terminology. They have now indicated that they're going to take over the term drain the swamp for the next election. That's what they do. Meanwhile, we have Steve King, Republican of Iowa, on Monday announced a bill that would penalize local and state officials who help enforce so-called sanctuary policies. It could actually put them in jail, which it should. At some point, we have to start jailing people in the federal government who ignore the law, who commit crimes. We might want to start with Hillary Clinton, James Comey, that crowd, but we could also start with the state and local officials who say, we're going to obstruct justice. We are going to come after, as they have in California. They came after the border control officers and the immigration control officers and said, you better prove that you've got authority to do this. Meanwhile, we're going to let the criminals out. And if you don't have a list for these criminals that you want, if you can't define what the crimes are, then we're not going to give them to you from our jail. It's like, well, why are they in your jail in the first place? All right, stay with us. When we come back, we're going to take a look at what's going on with gas prices.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is the last week to get free shipping on all of our best-selling items at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have some of the biggest sales in our history on super high-quality supplements and other products at InfoWarsStore.com, as well as InfoWarsLife.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula has the strongest curcuminin level of any other brand you're going to find out there at 95%. Leading competitors have a curcuminin level of 3%. From there, we've got dozens and dozens and dozens of other game-changing products that you and your family will absolutely love and will help support the broadcast. It is critical that you go to InfoWarsStore.com and look at some of those items for yourself, whether it's water filtration, air filtration, non-GMO heirloom seeds, X2. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate. I've been following you since I was 14 and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Have signed a big deal with Netflix. They have formed a production company called Higher Ground Productions. The Obamas said through a Netflix statement that they're going to produce a diverse mix of content, including docu-series, documentaries, and features. And I would say that evidently Netflix is not worried about ratings. I'm sure they will have people on their political spectrum who will be very interested in what they have to say, however. And they've got a very big audience. I say that about ratings because the Billboard ratings tanked as they turned it into a political lecture forum about gun control. But a big part of this Netflix deal with the Obamas is not just to promote their policies, but also to promote the Obamas. A person familiar with the deal said the Obamas can be expected to participate in some of the programming on screen. So there you go. Going to continue to promote the Obamas. One day you're going to find Michelle Obama running. That's absolutely no doubt about that. But as we look at the rejection of these liberal ideas by the mass public, but they just keep pushing them. They keep pushing them, and they gradually get the acceptance because they're doing it through Hollywood, through the schools, through the media, through the politicians. It gradually gets there. It's not there right now. The Billboard Music Award ratings hit a new low. The three-hour show hit an all-time low in FAST affiliates with a 9% dip from last year's previous low on ABC. So every year the Billboard ratings are striking a new low. Something that is going up, however, are gas prices. As I mentioned yesterday, they have increased dramatically in the last couple of months based on our revived neocon foreign policy. And you can expect it to go much higher as well. Just exactly what the Saudis prescribed. We're doing exactly what OPEC wants, and that is to increase the price of oil. With gas prices moving closer to the dreaded $3 a gallon mark, says the Orlando Sentinel, a new Gas Buddy survey suggests that drivers might curtail summer driving because of higher fueling costs. I said it's no shock that as we continue to see prices hike in 49 of the nation's 50 states in the last week, motorists are absolutely becoming more price conscious as they make plans for the summer. But don't count out driving on your summer vacation just yet, because this news, as we saw from the smoking gun that was on the Drudge Report, this guy who was caught peeing in his seat, peeing in flight. You know, we used to say, back in the day, we'd have to take these commuter flights. When I was working for Texas Instruments back in the early 80s, we'd frequently go from Houston to Dallas corporate headquarters. And we'd always talk about flying the bus because it really was a cattle car experience. But if you want the real public transportation experience, you can truly get it now with people peeing in the seats. The only difference is, and the only way that this guy might have had a clue that he wasn't on a bus and it wasn't okay to just pee in his seat, the only clue that he might have had would have been the harassment by the TSA and then the arrest afterwards, because this guy has now been arrested. He wasn't just urinating in the seat prior to that. He was groping a female passenger on the plane as well. People cleared away from him just in time, just before he went full Calvin and Hobbes on the seat in front of him. You know, this is just the wonders of public transportation never cease to amaze me. One of the reasons why I love my private car so much. you just can't beat that experience of not having people like this traveling with you. And it's one of the reasons I think that you see the use of public transportation just crashing everywhere. And yet they're going to continue to shove it down our throats. How well do you think they're going to police the Uber driverless cars that are going to be in the city as your public transportation? What do you think you're going to find in these cars as they have absolutely no humans in it? I mean, in a taxi, this kind of stuff can happen, and the taxi driver's going to take it somewhere and clean it up before he picks up another passenger. But once you've got self-driving autonomous cars in the city, because that's what they want, they're so desperate to control you by keeping you in the cities, They want to control your communication. They're doing it now on all the social media. They don't want you to be able to see certain news. They don't want you to be able to hear certain news. They don't want you to be able to share certain news. They put that, you know, hear, see, speak no evil. So you can't share what you see. So they're working very hard on controlling your communications. They're working very hard on controlling your ability to shoot, and they want to control your ability to move. So they're going to give you that autonomous car with nobody in the car. And how many times do you think you're going to get into one of those things after some drunk has thrown up? Or some guy like this, he was also drunk, I think, urinating in the car or whatever. How often is that going to happen? That's going to be the unexpected pleasure of driving in these little boxes that probably are going to accelerate about as fast, so slowly that you'll be able to set your coffee cup on the dashboard and not have it fall over. That's going to be a thrilling future. I'm so glad I'm not going to be around to see it. You know, the history of flight in the 20th century was a history of really engine development. And the planes got better because the engines got better. The planes got faster. But, you know, flight is even slower now. There was an article a couple of weeks ago talking about how much slower it is to go the same routes just within a couple of decades. I mean, significantly slower. We're talking 30, 40, 50% slower in some cases. Why? Because they're trying to conserve fuel. And that may be one of the reasons why we're seeing the planes falling apart in midair on a regular basis. Engines crumbling, knocking out windows, people getting sucked out of windows, pilots getting sucked out of windows. I mean, you just had that happen. We've had, in the last couple of weeks, we've had at least three situations. One of them, an exploding engine took out one of the windows. The other ones, they popped out or cracked out. I mean, they can't even maintain the planes anymore because they're so operating on such slim margins. They're slowing the planes down. It takes longer to get everywhere. I mean, the history of flight in the 21st century is a history of the police state. It's a history of everything coming down to the least common denominator. You know, it used to be a luxury to be able to fly around. And you go back and you look at the old airliners of the 1950s, and they weren't very safe if you had a crash. Of course, nobody's going to survive a crash anyway. That's the that's the truth of this matter. You might have a few more people surviving the crash with some seat belts and so forth. But if they were really serious about it, wanted to go to the next level, they would turn the seats around backwards, so that would help you a little bit more in terms of surviving a crash. But in the 1950s, they would put people on there with fine dining linen cloths, and everybody was dressed up. You had a lot of room, and now they keep scrunching it down smaller and smaller. It's just absolutely disgusting to fly anymore. I can't even get myself to go anywhere unless I am forced to go somewhere in a moment's notice for business. I choose not to fly. All right, as we look at the animals on board the planes, the White House has tripled down on its animal claims about MS-13. They have now put out talking points about why, yes, MS-13 is brutal, why they are animals, and it's a lot of the same stuff that I covered yesterday, talking about these people who were butchered. And they don't want to talk about the fact that these teens who are butchered by these MS-13 dreamers, you know, the other side of the dreamer equation, they want to talk about the fact that these teens who are being butchered are also Hispanic. They're also illegal immigrants. They were trying to escape the gangs. And as I say every time we talk about MS-13, you can't escape the gangs if you don't have border security. We'll be right back.
We can't extend this free shipping sale much longer with our best-selling items at InfoWarsStore.com. In fact, we can only run it a few more days. We're also running out of some of our best-selling items, like our amazing nootropic, Rainforce. It's $19.95. Leading competitors are $60 and aren't even as good. It's a great deal normally at $39.95. Rainforce, you've never tried it. This is a great opportunity. $19.95. Also, Alpha Power is 50% off. If you don't know what it's done for me and so many others for stamina, focus, libido, it does so many things. X2, even though we're having trouble sourcing the deep earth crystals of the good halogen iodine, I am blowing out the stockpile of it we have, at least for another few days, at 50% off. And then after that, it's going to go back to full price until we secure more of it. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And thank you all for helping fund the second American global revolution.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning. We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Covering the ongoing fight for the heart and soul of America, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
You know, we had a Democrat congressman from California getting a back and forth with Tucker Carlson last night, pushing an assault weapons buyback. Yeah, it's an investment, is what he said. Oh, and by the way, if you don't want to sell your assault weapon to the government, they can put criminal charges on you. that's the way the Democrats see everything through their authoritarian lens. Oh yeah, yeah, it's an investment, but if you don't want to invest, we'll just throw you in jail. We'll invest the public's money in paying for assault weapons, but if they don't want to turn them over, we'll jail people. So Carlson told this guy, his name is Eric Swalwell. Yeah, Swalwell. Can you swallow that? I can't swallow the plan that he's got here. Carlson told him, he said, your plan amounts to a forced buyback, which is the same as confiscation. Yeah, that's right. He also said, you're trying to confiscate an entire class of firearms. And he came back and said, I'm not calling for confiscation. This is not a gun ban. What I'm saying is we should invest in the buyback, that we should restrict any weapons that aren't bought to gun clubs, to hunting clubs, to shooting ranges. Keep them there where it's safe and not on our streets. You know, we just had not too long ago, in the Heller decision that went before the Supreme Court, you had a guy who was actually, in some capacity, I forget exactly, what he did for the city of Washington, D.C., but Heller was actually employed in some kind of a law enforcement, position. I don't know if he was a official city cop or he was working on transit or whatever, but he had a weapon as part of his, and he was hired, to carry a weapon to, be part of law enforcement in some capacity by the city of Washington, D.C. And yet they would not allow him to carry his gun when he was off duty. And we've had a lot of instances where off-duty officers have stopped a violent attack. You know, I showed the one last week of the lady who was an off-duty police officer in Brazil. And some guy comes up with a gun drawn and starts pointing it at all the parents who are taking their kids out of school, going right up to the school to rob people and so forth, pulling a gun and pointing around. She reached in her purse, you know, she pushed the kids away, reached in her purse, pulled out a gun, and just shot the guy right there. Shot him multiple times. And then as he goes down on the ground, she kicks his gun away, flips him over on his back, puts her foot on his back and holds the gun on him until the people get there, medics get there. He eventually bled out. But the bottom line is that you can stop these attacks. We've got a lot of off-duty officers do this all the time. And, individual citizens who are, there's some of the clips of that, case here last week. Perfect example of what, concealed carry person would look like in a school shooter situation. They don't know who has the guns. That's why you do it that way. I think that is the best solution. Far better than having armed security and uniform personnel everywhere that they're talking about doing now. I think the original solution that they started doing in some jurisdictions about 10 years ago that looks exactly like what you just saw with that off-duty police officer stopping the armed man who was attacking parents and kids as they were coming out of the school. I think that is the solution. Nevertheless, it's a good thing for off-duty officers to have a gun. It's a good thing for the citizens to have guns. Unless we get to a situation where the citizens are universally corrupt. We haven't gotten there yet. We may eventually get there if we don't get control of our schools. But we're not there yet. So what they want to do in Washington was to tell this off-duty officer, you got to keep that gun secured. So he took it to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court said, yeah, you know, the right to keep and bear arms, that means that you have a right to carry it, not just to have it locked away in a closet somewhere. But now you got this guy from California who evidently didn't pay any attention to the Heller decision. They keep saying that the Supreme Court is interpreting and telling us what the Constitution says. So in this case, listen to them. But if they don't get the answer they want, they don't want, then they will ignore the Supreme Court as well. But he goes on to say, and if you're caught, just like if you were caught with drugs or anything else, this is what this congressman from California, this Democrat, Swalwell, says. If you're caught with your gun, just like if you were caught with drugs or anything else, you hear that, liberals? It's called prohibition. See, he's talking about prohibition. You're caught with a plant. We're going to send you to jail for 10 years. You're caught with a tool to defend yourself. We're going to send you to jail. Maybe longer than that. We might have mandatory minimums and things like that that we got in the drug war. So I tell all the liberals out there, you think that your prohibition program where you catch people with a plant, you send them to jail for 10 years, you think that stopped drug use? Do you think if you do gun prohibition, that's going to stop gun use? And conservatives, think about it the other way around. Just amazing to me. They have probable cause to go into your home. And if you have one of these weapons, yes, you will be prosecuted, says this authoritarian Democrat. Meanwhile, in London, we have an update on the knife frenzy there. RT tells us four men stabbed in London's five-day knife frenzy. The latest victim of London's violent crime epidemic died last night, stabbed in broad daylight in North London. And a couple of days ago, one of the individuals, Abraham Juma, a 24-year-old man, was stabbed to death by a gang of youths on Thursday night in Barking. His uncle said he was a nice guy, a good person. I cannot put how I feel into words. The neighbors said they saw a pack of youths chasing the victim, Juma, through the estate where he lived, attacked him, and killed him with a knife. Again, it's not the gun, it's the people. And it's just, the gun is just one tool. They can use knives, they can use cars, they can use bombs, they can use acid. The people are the problem. And of course, they're using guns as well. As I pointed out yesterday, is up 22-23%. Gun crime was up 22-23% in London from the previous year, which means that it wasn't zero last year either. They're having drive-by shootings and gun control London, just like in Chicago. In Sweden, the police are warning about a lot of rapes that are going to happen this summer, and they advise women, don't go out. Don't go out late. We won't protect you. After two rape attempts this weekend, the police urge women not to go out late. They said, things much like this will happen this summer. So feel free to talk on your mobile phone or get in touch with someone familiar. Preferably, do not go out late. Yeah, that's the answer of the police. Now, Hugh Hewitt has an interesting answer, a solution to gun violence. I think we should listen. You know, when I first saw this, I thought this was The Onion. It's like, wait a minute, this isn't The Onion. This is Breitbart. And I thought, okay, well, maybe Hugh Hewitt was saying this in satire. No, he was absolutely serious. He wants to solve the problem with a trench coat ban. Yes, that's the problem. The trench coat. The kid wore a trench coat. So now let's ban trench coats. Maybe they can do that in London. You know, trench coats are pretty popular there. Maybe they can have a SWAT team raid and shut down all the Burberry outlets in London. Inspector Gadget, watch your back. This is absolutely insane. Maybe we can figure out what shoes the guy was wearing. And anybody that's wearing shoes like that, we can arrest them. Or we can prohibit shoes like the guy was wearing when he did this attack as well. He said the left's go-to gun controls would not have done anything to prevent the attacker, but he's got an idea. He's going to use trench coat bans. Hugh Hewitt, trench coat bans. This neocon, this authoritarian neocon. Listen, these guys like Hugh Hewitt, people like Nikki Haley, they're always looking around for anything in the person's life that is tangential to it, fixating on that and trying to ban it. Now, that's where we started the whole purge of history, was with Nikki Haley saying, look at that guy who went in and shot up those black people in the church. You know, he goes in with, they welcomed him in. It was a small prayer group of about, 10 people. And he pulls out a gun and starts killing these people. You know, it's a group of like 10 black people. They invited this white guy and he pulls out a gun and starts shooting them. So they look at this and say, look at this. I found a picture where he's got a Confederate flag in the background somewhere. So let's ban the Confederate flag. Now let's ban the Confederate statues. Now let's ban Christopher Columbus. Let's ban the Union soldiers. Let's ban everything. And Hugh Hewitt is out there saying, yeah, a trench coat's got to go. The creepy people, you make a list and you check it twice. This is a guy who is very comfortable, by the way, on MSNBC, because that's where you go when you push authoritarian solutions.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does Vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but Vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
The most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, pau d'arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Oh, as I hear Jessica, that reminds me, we've got some car news that's going to be coming up in the next hour. So you want to stick around for that? Another day, another Tesla death. I'm not laughing about a death. I'm just laughing about the failure of technology. When are we going to wake up? And one of the articles I've got here is talking about the fact that the military and the CIA and these other people who are keeping our secrets, you know, all these people who have been hacked in the past, they're making a very big mistake. They're putting all of the government secrets in one place. They're putting them all on Jeff Bezos' Amazon servers. That's going to make it convenient, isn't it? You won't have to shop around if you're a hacker. You'll know right where to get everything. In case you had a problem in the past, you know, which they didn't, by the way. They were able to get the CIA's manuals. They were able to get the DOD personnel files and many other things. That's one of the reasons why they're so upset with WikiLeaks and Julian Assange right now, because of the information that so many people were able to get out. But it's going to be much easier once we get everything consolidated in one place for the convenience of the hackers right there on the Amazon servers. We're going to have more about gun control. Do you really think this is about guns? Do you really think that prohibition is going to work? We're going to get to that. Also, the school pipeline, the pharmaceuticals, the religious left is now embracing their vision of godverment. Yes, that's right. They see government as God. I call it godverment. And also an update on the Boy Scouts. They're having their jamboree coming up. They're told, don't forget to bring your condoms. This is not your Boy Scout. If you're of a certain age, it has totally been transformed by Rex Tillerson and the other globalists. But before we get to all that news, I just want to remind you of some of the specials that we have right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got our entire line of dental products. We call that the Super Blue line. We've got a couple of flavors of toothpaste. We've got a mouthwash. We've got a gargle spray. All of those are fluoride-free, but they have the good halogen iodine in them, and they have nano silver that fights viruses and bacteria. bacteria that causes gum disease. It leads to tooth loss as well as to heart disease. Right now is a great time to try it if you haven't. And if you have tried it, I know you're going to love it. And you can. This is a great time for you to stock up on it. Right now, all the Super Blue dental products, 50% off. Bodies is also 50% off. DNA Force, big savings on DNA Force, 50% off. And we have Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 25% off. Those are just some of the specials at InfoWarsStore.com. Take a look at the products we have there, products to support your health and to support our broadcast here, to keep us free and independent. I was just talking in the last segment about Hugh Hewitt. Seriously talking about, we got to ban trench coats. We got to, when you see guys wearing a trench coat, yeah, he's your prime suspect there. We got to get rid of this. absolutely amazing. He's also had some interesting things to say about war. Again, he is a neoconservative. So this is a guy who, now found a home at MSNBC because it's not so much about being conservative or liberal. It's about being authoritarian. And it's also about promoting wars. And just to remind you of who Hugh Hewitt is, going back to the campaign, we had Ben Carson being interviewed by Hugh Hewitt. And he said this to Carson. He said, you mentioned in your opening remarks that you're a pediatric neurologist surgeon. He said, I'm a neosurgeon. He said, okay, neosurgeon. And people admire and respect and are inspired by your life story, your kindness, your evangelical core support. We're talking about ruthless things here tonight. Carpet bombing, toughness, war. And people wonder, could you do that? Could you order airstrikes that would kill innocent children? Not by the scores, but by the hundreds, by the thousands? Could you wage a war as commander-in-chief? In other words, could you, after you've starved 500,000 children like Madeleine Albright, could you respond, it was worth it? Instead of saying, I didn't kill 500,000 children. No, could you own it? Could you be comfortable with this? Dr. Carson. And as Ron Paul points out, as if it is the normal job of an American president to slaughter thousands of innocent children. I'm sorry. That is the job description today. Thanks to the neocons like Hugh Hewitt. That is the job description of an American president. Carson started to answer by describing how he saves children by operating on their brains. And then he ended by stating that you have to get the entire job done at once rather than death by 1,000 pricks. And so as Ron Paul and Sue points out, Hewitt, like the rest of us, was left a little bit unsure about what Carson really meant with such an obscure response. So he asked him more bluntly. Hewitt said, so you're okay with the death of thousands of innocent children and civilians? It's like, that is what war. Can you be as ruthless as Churchill was in prosecuting the war against the Nazis? And Carson says, ruthless is not necessarily the word that I would use, but tough, resolute, understanding what the problems are, and understanding that the job of the President of the United States is to protect the people of this country and to do what's necessary in order to get it done. So, as they point out, Hewitt wondered whether Carson's medical training would get in the way of his becoming a war criminal if elected, and Carson said, no problem. No problem. I don't have a problem being a war criminal. I won't let my Christian affiliations or beliefs or my medical training get in the way of me killing ruthlessly. You like me now, Hugh? You know, this is a guy who hated President Trump, was always a never Trumper because Trump wouldn't say things like that as a candidate. But now he's become a Trump cheerleader. He was praising President Trump for his selection of Mike Pompeo and John Bolton. He said, this is an all-star conservative lineup that reminds me of the late Reagan era breadth and depth of competence. Because he thinks that Reagan is the beginning and end of everything. In recent weeks, he has become the most public advocate for Trump's new hawkish policy. Even as the people who voted for him, people inside his party have voiced increasing fears that Trump is surrounding himself with war-minded hawks who will play to the president's worst instincts. That's right. Hugh Hewitt, who said that Trump winning the nomination was akin to ignoring stage 4 cancer. And we got to take this nomination away from him any way we can. Now, he's fully on board with what President Trump is doing. I'm not. I still agree with a lot of the policies that he's done. I think he's done some good things, but I'm not going to rubber stamp everything the president does when he goes against what he campaigned for. When he pushes things like all-out war and torture, I'm not on board. Sorry about that. My allegiance is not to a politician. My allegiance is not to a man. And shame on you if your allegiance is. Hugh Hewitt's allegiance isn't to any particular individual. He and Glenn Beck can flip sides just like that. When President Trump flips, they flip with him. It's like, okay, now he's on our side. If President Trump had instincts to do the right thing, we should stand up and try to firm up those instincts, because the people like Hugh Hewitt and Glenn Beck are pushing him to do the wrong things. And we should not just passively accept President Trump changing sides to become like Glenn Beck and Hugh Hewitt. You know, when we talk about how the kids at school don't really understand what's going on, this article that came out, I think it was on the Drudge Report out of Kansas City, 3 days before this latest school shooting in Santa Fe, you had a bunch of kids in Maryland pull a senior prank. They wore black masks covering their faces, dark clothing, maybe trench coats, Hugh. Maybe they dressed up in trench coats. It doesn't say trench coats, but maybe the black masks would be a clue that something was going on here. School was already in session when a band of students rushed into the Bowie High School in Maryland armed with water guns and fireworks in a stunt that simulated a school shooting. They sprayed students and staff with squirt guns, set off fireworks in the hallway. And one of the people said, it's like these kids weren't thinking. Or maybe they don't have any sense of right or wrong or perspective. Maybe you like that clip I played yesterday where Ray Comfort went around a bunch of high school kids and said, can you say that the school shooter was evil? Well, I can't call him evil. I mean, I don't want to be judgmental about anything like that. Well, is it evil to rape a girl? Oh yes, it's evil. I've been told that as a male that we have to, deny anything that has to do with, so obviously that, since that's tangentially connected with heterosexual sex, that would be obviously wrong. Yes, that's evil. Well, why would it not be evil then when he killed women? Oh, well, you know, I just can't judge that. I just can't judge that. That's what they have been taught. That's how they have been brainwashed. They have no sense of right or wrong. They don't know their left hand from their right. And it is truly, I'm sure they don't teach this book anymore in the schools, Lord of the Flies. That's what has happened to the government schools here. And as James Howard Kunstler in an article on Zero Hedge says, you really still think that it's about the guns? You think that what's happening here is about the guns? No, it's not. Look at the schools themselves, he said. Is the public just too dumbed down to be able to connect the dots? He said, teenage emotion festers and rules while the few adults on the scene are regarded as impotent clowns, representing a bewildering clown culture that's wrapped in a Potemkin economy that has nothing to offer young people except a lifetime of debt and BS jobs. And then they have this situation where, you know, they're just being trained, especially the young boys, just to be drones, worker bees, to serve the queen bee. You know, somebody like Hillary Clinton, or maybe even worse, Elizabeth Warren. We'll be right back on David Knight.
This is the last week to get free shipping on all of our best-selling items at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have some of the biggest sales in our history on super high-quality supplements and other products at InfoWarsStore.com, as well as InfoWarsLife.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula has the strongest curcumin level of any other brand you're going to find out there at 95%. Leading competitors have a curcumin level of 3%. From there, we've got dozens and dozens and dozens of other game-changing products that you and your family will absolutely love and will help support the broadcast. It is critical that you go to InfoWarsStore.com and look at some of those items for yourself, whether it's water filtration, air filtration, non-GMO heirloom seeds, X2. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com.
Realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world. It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever, to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, I talked a great deal yesterday about how the things that we need to do in terms of providing security at the schools. Yes, we do need to do that. We have to react to what is happening right now. But that is just a temporary stopgap measure. We have to understand what the true cause of this is. And the true cause is the schools themselves. What they're using the schools for. The social engineering that they're using the schools for, the way that they are creating monsters in the school. And certainly you can see what is happening. That something fundamentally has changed in the schools. As I said yesterday, we used to be able to have shooting ranges at the school. You used to be able to take guns with you on airplanes, on school buses. Can't do that anymore. Why? Because the people have changed, just like the people have changed in London. And part of it, in London, a big part of it is a replacement population. But what they're doing here in America more than anything is they're replacing values of our children with something that is completely alien to us. And you as a parent may not understand what's truly happening in the schools. I think this is an excellent piece here on Zero Hedge by James Howard Kunstler. He was saying, look at the schools themselves. We call them facilities because they hardly qualify as buildings. He said, we got in these places, in these factories, these assembly lines that they're putting people out in. He says, you've got teenage emotion festering, and it rules instead of the adults. The few adults on the scene are regarded as impotent clowns, as I pointed out. The world of teenagers, he goes on to say, has been exquisitely engineered. They give them every opportunity for colonizing the chemical reward centers of their brain to provoke endorphin hits, especially the cell phone realm of social media, which is almost entirely about status competition. And of course, they've engineered this for these kids to want to put everything about their life out on Facebook, or as DARPA used to call it before they created Facebook, the life log, to create your own dossier on yourself that the government can use all the time and claim that, well, you put it out in the public, so we don't have to get a search warrant for it. We'll keep it there. That is your permanent record. You remember when the threat used to be, well, we're going to put this on your permanent record. Well, you do it to yourself now. You put it out on Facebook. That's a more permanent record than any record that was ever in a school book, a schoolhouse paper file. What's out there on Facebook is far more permanent than that. They're going to make sure that that is curated. And they're going to look at that to see, is this person wearing a trench coat? Or are they doing something else that I don't like, that I see as some kind of a danger sign? He goes on to say, at the same time, they're bombarded with commercial messages designed to prey on their fantasies, on their longings, on their perceived inadequacies. All of this produces immersive and incessant melodrama, along with untold grievance, envy, frustration, confusion, and rage. And he says it's even worse for boys than it is for girls. Because every boy, in one way or the other, faces his archetypal hero's journey, the hardwired seeking to become powerful in one way or another, to accomplish something, to prevail over adversaries. This country used to be a place where young men had a useful and practical path to follow so they could enact that script that is hardwired into them. But that's changed in just a couple of generations. Young men today are being outcompeted by young women who enjoy the advantage of being hardwired to cooperate with others in the hive-like corporate workplaces that require tractable drones who will just follow instructions. And of course, being pushed aside for the young girls, deliberately, as we see in Yale and other places. And interjected into that is the prescription drugs. You know, Ritalin, and Oliver North was right about this, that was the drug. It's not really, as I'm going to point out when we come back, it's not really the go-to drug today. But that was where they began. It was related to cocaine, and it was pushed on boys at a much, much higher rate than it was on girls.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The real red pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
You found it. It's the real news. From the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
What is the, we're talking about the pipeline in prison. That was the Obama concern where they had somebody like this teenager who was the alleged shooter at Parkland. Said, well, we got somebody here who's constantly getting in trouble and making violent threats to people, but we don't want them to get into the pipeline to prison program, so we won't report any of this or put it on their record. You know, they've got a pipeline to pharmaceutical program that they don't really worry about, don't they? And it's every bit as dangerous. And the entry point for this, for a lot of people, is Ritalin. You know, as we had Oliver North come out and say, Ritalin is a big problem, and you know, identifying that as a source of the shootings, that I don't think that is the key tie into this, but it is a big part of the spectrum, which is really a pipeline to pharmaceuticals that are in the schools. They point out an article came out yesterday as they diagnose people with ADHD, and of course this is predominantly for young boys in school because the boys don't like to sit there with their hands folded at a desk. Girls do, just like girls are hardwired to cooperate and be part of the hive and so forth. Boys are wired to go out and overcome and be individuals and so forth, and they are not wired to sit in a classroom. I was just talking about this during the break. One of my sons who homeschooled, he could not sit still. And it's like, I don't think you're even listening to me when I talk to him. And then finally my wife said, well, ask him if he got what you just said. And I asked him, and even though he was jumping around in the seat and shadow boxing and all this, he remembered everything that I just said. It's like, okay, okay. You know, I can understand why teachers, if you've got, got half of your class of 30 kids and 15 of them are jumping around in the seats, why you want to just drug them. And it's one of the reasons why I think that the factory model of schools are a bad idea. Just like I think the sweatshops of the 19th century were a bad idea for kids. I don't think these industrial type schools are one size fits all, and having to drug them so that they sit still in schools is a good idea. It creates a lot of ancillary issues. As of 2016, an estimated 6.1 million children between the ages of 2 and 17 had at some point been diagnosed with ADHD. About 6 in 10 currently with ADHD took medication. Yeah, because that makes the teachers' jobs much easier, doesn't it? And it's mostly done to young boys. But as this is happening, so are calls to poison control. And here's the most important thing, folks. If you have a system, an educational system, any other kind of system, that begins by viewing the fact that we are going to control people by the use of chemicals rather than discipline. We're not going to have self-discipline. We're not going to have discipline imposed upon them. We will use chemicals to discipline people. What kind of a society does that create? Well, we are now seeing what kind of society that has created, because that mindset has been with us systematically for quite some time, and we can now see the kind of fruit that it bears. But when we look at Ritalin, and we look at the prescription drug abuse of young people, and again, they will use Ritalin and they will abuse Ritalin because it has some similar properties to cocaine. And so a lot of kids will not take their medication, sell it to other kids or whatever. But when you look at it, it's down at the bottom, 2.6% versus, as I look at marijuana, hashish, synthetic marijuana, 38% up there. But if you take away marijuana, it is prescription and over-the-counter medications that account for most of the abused drugs by high school seniors. So it's really the big pharmaceutical drugs, the things that, you know, just take this to control your mood. We'll take this to keep Johnny still in his seat. And then if that's a problem and he's not really happy, then, you know, we'll give him some antidepressants and so forth, because that really just kind of exacerbates the problem when we look at the other drugs on this thing. So we take off marijuana, and the drugs at the top then are things like opioids, like Vicodin, Adderall. You've got OxyContin there. You got hallucinogens there. That's not an over-the-counter thing, but you got a lot of stuff, cough medicine, sedatives, inhalants, all these different things that are, many of these things are over-the-counter medications, even things like salvia, which is psychoactive. These are things that are being prescribed because, again, we're going to use these things as magic pills. You know, I don't know how many of you realize this, but when you go back and you look at the Greek text that was translated in the New Testament, the word pharmacia is there. And you know how the translators, King James translators, translated that? They translated pharmacia as witchcraft. Witchcraft. These are magic pills, folks. Yeah, it's just magic. What it does to your life. Now, of course, hallucinogenic drugs were a big part of religious ceremonies, pagan religious ceremonies and so forth. It was a big part of opening the gateway of the mind, the psyche and so forth. And that is what is being done in our schools. It is nothing but a form of magic pill witchcraft. You know, I go look at a interview with Martha Rosenberg, and she said the selling of these drugs really does correlate to all the Ask Your Doctor ads that began in the 1990s. You know, prior to that, we forget that, you know, 20, 25 years ago, you didn't have pharmaceutical Ask Your Doctor ads like we do now. That basically is the biggest category, I think, of sponsorship that you see at cable news. Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, all those companies. It's all this Ask Your Doctor ads on television. Used to not let them push that. Used to review that, regard that with the same suspicion that we regarded the tobacco companies putting out the Marlboro Man. Is that any more deceptive than all these Ask Your Doctor ads that are running out there now by the big pharmaceutical companies? I mean, have we demonized big tobacco, but we've now celebrated and embraced big pharmaceutical companies? You know, they had the warning on the cigarette packages about lung cancer and heart disease and all that kind of stuff. But just look at the Ask Your Doctor ads and all of the problems that they tag onto that while you watch the people running in slow motion through fields of flowers. And as Martha Rosenberg says, this all began in the late 90s, the Ask Your Doctor ads. And what they did was with SSRIs, they did that with other drugs as well. They've actually sold the disease so they could sell the pill. She said they actually sold the idea of depression. You're not sad. You're not in a bad mood because of what's going on in your life. You can't handle this any other way than to pop a pill. You know, don't try to get exercise. Don't try to eat right. Don't talk to Jesus. Just take this little magic pill here I've got for you and ask your doctor about it. Disclaimer. Ask your doctor all the different things it's going to do to make the condition worse, because that's usually when you listen to those side effects. A lot of them are making the condition you're taking the pill for worse. So you're not sad. You're not in a bad mood. It's not about what's going on in your life. You have depression. So they actually sold the disease, and they told people that they had this disease and they needed to go to Big Pharma. And Big Pharma set up screening stations so you could find out if you were depressed. And guess what? You were depressed. And then we find as we look at this opioid situation, Daily Caller went through and took a look at the government bureaucrats who are licensing people to prescribe opioids. And you notice all the people that have been to prison, people who were convicted drug dealers, who had been selling meth and so forth, and they were cleared by the government to prescribe opioids. Why? Because the government bureaucrats were getting a cut. Why were the sales reps from big pharmaceuticals getting so much money? Because they were getting cuts based on how they could encourage the doctors. They said, you know, it may look like your patients are getting addicted, but it's a pseudo-addiction. And if it looks like that, the way you treat that is by upping the prescription, telling them to take more opioids. That's the way they sold it to the doctors, and the doctors got a cut as well.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Our team is always looking for new ways to improve our products. That's why we've created the newest version of a fan favorite formula, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus contains the powerful pregnenolone formula, now with an added energy boost. Now you can support your heart, brain, and aging process with an added natural energy boost. The proprietary energy blend includes powerful ingredients like green tea extract, yerba mate leaf extract, and more. Paired with the powerful ingredients in the original Real Red Pill formula, the Real Red Pill has just what you need to support your body while getting the pick-me-up to get you through the day. The Real Red Pill Plus is a powerful investment into the future of your mind and body. Don't miss out on the all-new upgrade to your favorite product. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get the Real Red Pill Plus today. Get Real Red Pill Plus now at 50% off.
We can't extend this free shipping sale much longer with our best-selling items at InfoWarsStore.com. In fact, we can only run it a few more days. We're also running out of some of our best-selling items like our amazing nootropic, Rainforce. It's $19.95. Leading competitors are $60 and aren't even as good. It's a great deal normally at $39.95. Rainforce, you've never tried it. This is a great opportunity. $19.95. Also, Alpha Power is 50% off. If you don't know what it's done for me and so many others for stamina, focus, libido, it does so many things. X2, even though we're having trouble sourcing the deep earth crystals of the good halogen iodine, I am blowing out the stockpile of it we have, at least for another few days, at 50% off. And then after that, it's going to go back to full price until we secure more of it. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And thank you all for helping fund the second American global revolution.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
An Australian Archbishop, Philip Wilson, found guilty of concealing child sex abuses. I understand this is the highest, the most senior Catholic in the world to ever be charged and convicted for this offense. This is something that has been very widespread in the Catholic Church. And again, this is different from actually committing the abuse. This is something that has been systemic in the Catholic Church leadership, that once they caught somebody who was abusing children, that they would hide this from the authorities or they would send them to another jurisdiction, which is even worse because the people in this new area don't know anything about this guy's past. I mean, in that area, some of the word was getting out, this guy is a pedophile, stay away from him. But they send him to a new area, comes in with a clean slate, nobody knows what he's doing. That is a very heinous crime. I mean, you become like an accessory to murder, haven't you, when you do that? And so now in Australia, where they've gotten serious about this, you know, the key thing that has happened in Australia, because they've got the number three highest ranking Vatican official that is now facing charges not only of covering up other people's child sex abuse, but also charges that he was engaged in it as well. What has allowed them to do this? Why is Australia doing this and nobody else is doing this? Because Australia removed the statute of limitations on child abuse. It is about 3 years pretty much everywhere globally. And, of course, that was what was involved with Dennis Hastert, a guy who was abusing people when he was a wrestling coach in high school. I think that was why he was chosen by the Republican Party. That was why he was moved up to the leadership. That's why he was the longest-serving Speaker of the House for the Republican Party. And when he got out, he didn't go to jail for the child abuse, sex abuse. What he went to jail for was for withdrawing his own money out of his own bank account. See, that's the absurdity that we have here in this country. That should not even be a crime. But it should be a crime without a 3-year statute of limitations. And let me tell you something. You know, there's a lot of hope that things are going to change, that President Trump is coming after pedophiles. If there was anything, if anybody was serious about this, if they were serious about this, we would have a move to change the statute of limitations in this country like they did in Australia. Because even if you do an investigation and you find people that have engaged in this type of activity, you're not going to be able to do anything about it, just like Dennis Hastert. I don't believe the government establishment in either party wants to do anything about this problem. Not at all. Why? Because they're so heavily involved in it as well. It's not just the Catholic Church. It's the political establishment as well. It's all the elites that are involved in this to a large degree, as we point out many times. But what is going on in Australia is possible because they changed the statute of limitations. And you'll know that there has been a reformation in America, that we're getting serious about coming after pedophiles when they get rid of the statute of limitations. Until then, it's just a bunch of talk, folks. Nothing is going to change. Nothing. But in Australia it has. And so you now have this Catholic archbishop found guilty in Australian court of concealing child sexual abuse in the 1970s. Philip Wilson, the archbishop, becomes the most senior Catholic in the world to be charged and convicted of the offense. He is found to have covered up the abuse of altar boys by a pedophile priest colleague in New South Wales. And when we look at what happened with the Pope yesterday, and of course it gets worldwide headlines for saying, yeah, it's okay if you're a homosexual, God made you that way. It's amazing how that worked for him, how he was able to dodge the bullet. Because the person that he said this to was somebody who was abused as a child by the priests. And when he went to some other priests and complained about it, they said, you're a homosexual. You, in other words, you probably invited this. Now, can you imagine if it was heterosexual abuse and the young girl went to some other priests and they said, you invited this. You invited this. And then after it comes to light, the young lady, let's pretend that it was a heterosexual abuse, because that does happen in the Catholic Church quite a bit. I talked to survivors, a network of abuse by priests, and of course it's not just confined to the Catholic religion either. I talked to some of them. The women that I talked to are both females. They were both abused by a priest. So, you know, the stuff that gets the headlines is the homosexual abuse. But let's just assume for a moment here that it was a heterosexual abuse. The young lady, many years later, exposes, and everybody realizes that there was a pattern of abuse by these priests and so forth, and actually goes to the Vatican, has a meeting with the Pope, and the Pope says to her, "It's all right. I know that you're heterosexual. God wired you that way." And she would look at him and say, "So what? He abused me as a child. Why aren't people saying that about what the Pope said?" What a misdirection he was able to get away with. He's out there virtue signaling, saying, "Well, I don't care what traditional Christianity or what the Bible teaches. Forget about that. I'm now saying that it's okay. And, you know, by the way, don't you feel proud of me now that I've embraced that?" And so now the abuse of this homosexual child doesn't matter, does it? Because now he has embraced the LGBTQ agenda. So we can forget about the child abuse now. And we can now talk about how politically correct the Pope is. I mean, that's the game the guy was playing yesterday. Come on, folks. Is it that easy? You know, you play the shell game there where he moves the, you know, which shell is the ball under here? I mean, that was absolutely amazing how he was able to get away with it. I can't believe it. This archbishop is now facing 2 years in jail after being charged with covering this up. And so the question is, you know, if we got Cardinal Pell, who actually committed some of these crimes, and of course he's being looked at as somebody who not only covered up the abuse of other people in Australia, Cardinal Pell, but he is also being looked at as somebody who actually committed abuse himself. And so therefore, if this Pope covered this up and let this go on, is the Pope somebody who is just as guilty as this archbishop who concealed the abuse of other people? Should he go to jail? You know, these boys who are molested by this priest were aged 10 and 11. And so that brings us to the Boy Scouts. The Boy Scouts of America, formerly known as Boy Scouts of America, they have decided to accept people who identify as gay and lesbian among their ranks. But even more importantly, they accepted homosexual scout leaders amongst their ranks. And we talked about this before. I've said many times, this is, nothing is 100%. Again, they could have had, you know, when they segregated the boys and Girl Scouts and so forth, they could have had individuals who were homosexual who abused these kids, just like you had homosexual priests abuse children and so forth. But what you're trying to do is minimize the risks. Nothing is 100%. They had the segregation by sex because they were trying to minimize the risk, but they don't care about that anymore. And so as Rex Tillerson said, "We're going to accept homosexual scouts." Rex Tillerson said, "We're going to accept homosexual scout leaders." And then after he left, they said, "We're going to accept transgenders and we're going to take boy out of the name of the Boy Scouts," and so forth and so on. Now they're saying they've got a mandate that condoms have to be made available to all participants of its global gathering, the Boy Scout Jamboree, coming up in West Virginia, July 21st through August the 1st, 2019. We'll be right back.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crises, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select Storable Food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
And now, live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
That's right. They're telling the Boy Scouts to bring condoms to the jamboree. Always be prepared. That's the motto of the new Scouts, I guess, still. Be prepared for what, though, is the question. We have the Florida Family Policy Council writing, it's not clear how far down the rabbit hole the Boy Scouts will continue to fall with the addition of condoms and alcohol. The World Scouting Jamboree is starting to sound more like a 1960s Woodstock festival rather than a campout that parents would want to send their children to. And as WND points out, they said the fact that they're requiring condoms be readily accessible, including to the youth participants, shows that the BSA is both anticipating and facilitating sexual conduct between minors at this event. And I would say not just between minors, but between minors and staff. That's been the concern of a lot of people. You know, the Mormons, when they said, we're going to accept homosexual scouts, they said, all right, you know, we've done that in the past as well. But then when they said, we're going to accept homosexual scout leaders, they said, not here. And now this year they have pulled out of scouting altogether, and with good reason. Maybe you should think about this as well. They said these policies are both outrageous, completely irresponsible. And they pointed out that the World Scouting Committee is demanding that host nations ensure that condoms are readily and easily accessible for all participants and staff. In other words, for all the kids and the teachers and staff there. Get condoms ready for all of them at a number of locations on the site. So it's not just, you know, you make it available for them. They don't have to bring their own. You know, you can make it available for them on site for both the staff and the participants, as they put it there. What are they participating in? They also have guidelines that allow the use of alcohol by adults at some locations of the Jamboree. So that's great. So now your chaperones are going to get drunk as well. So that inspires even more confidence. You know, kind of like that guy that was on the plane that we talked about earlier. You know, he had quite a bit to drink. And then he relieved himself without getting up out of the seat. Keep that seatbelt fastened. But it's okay, you know, if we've got condoms for the kids, it's all right. The Girl Scouts are criticizing this even. They said, Girl Scouts of America said the Boy Scouts house is on fire. And instead of addressing systemic issues of continuing sexual assault, maybe that has to do with inviting people to bring their own, you know, to freely imbibe an alcohol and make condoms available for everybody. So instead of addressing the continuing sexual assault in the Boy Scouts of America, or the financial mismanagement, or the deficient programming, BSA's senior management wants to add an accelerant to the house fire by recruiting girls. Maybe you might want to not do that if you're a parent. But here's one other aspect that I find interesting about this. For the first time, the scouts say, and this is reading from their PR statement, for the first time, a world jamboree will be hosted by three national scout organizations, Scouts Canada, Association de Scouts de Mexico, and Boy Scouts of America. So guess what? They have now changed this into BSA North American Union. Isn't that just special? Isn't that exactly what you would expect from Rex Tillerson and the Boy Scouts, that they would do that? They would be embracing all the aspects of the globalist organization. Because, look, folks, we understand that this gender fluidity agenda is being pushed by the United Nations, just like they're pushing the open borders, grouping of different regions into regional areas, just like the Trilateral Commission of Zbigniew Brzezinski. You know, we're going to have a North America, unified North American Union. We're going to have a European Union. We're going to do the same thing in Asia. You know, then get everybody under the thumb of the Chinese. And then we're going to connect all of those together through the United States. And that was what the TPP and the TTIP, the Trans-Pacific and the Transatlantic Unions are supposed to do. We were going to be the spine, and it was going to join those other two wings of the three different globalist organizations. And everything that is done is always done, first of all, with trade. And then as you do it with trade, then you get to a closer economic union, and then you go from that economic union that gets close, you know, more and more consolidated to a political union. That is the stage of progression. They've already told you what the plan is. Maybe you ought to read their books. They're going according to plan. But of course, as we look at all this stuff, and we got the insanity of the Boy Scouts, or no, I'm sorry, they're not Boy Scouts anymore. They're BSA. As we look at that insanity of telling them we're going to have alcohol for the adults and condoms for everyone, the people that you've got to be afraid of, according to some of these individuals, according to somebody on ABC here, the people that you've got to be concerned about are the parents, of course. They are suspects, number one. Let's play video clip number three.
How young are some of the children you talk to?
We work from children from 3 years old. We work with parents from birth.
From birth?
Yeah. Just about how to set up a culture of consent in their home. So I'm going to change your nappy now. Is that okay? Of course, the baby's not going to respond. Yes, Mum, that's awesome. I'd love to have my nappy changed. But if you leave a space and wait for body language and wait to make eye contact, then you're letting that child know that their response matters.
So, you know, you need to make sure that you ask your children if it's okay if you change their diapers now. If you don't, you might not be following the new guidelines. You know, parents, you are the problem. Don't discipline your children, and don't change their diapers without their permission either. I think maybe some of these kids may not give you that permission. Then what are you going to do? I don't know. We've got parents who are furious in Australia again. Some of the people in Australia are starting to wake up about some of this stuff. They're furious in Australia as they have a local council. City Council has announced plans to audit children's books and toys with a plan to ban them from kindergartens, schools, and libraries if they don't meet strict gender guidelines. They're very concerned that they're actually teaching something about gender in these schools here. They've got local government's justice warriors, as reported by Zero Hedge, were inspired by the research from the Australian National University that showed that children were influenced by gender stereotyping, and they urged a ban on the terms boy and girl. Oh, yeah, it's kind of like Rex Tillerson's Boy Scouts. Get rid of the terms boy and girl. You know what? It's going to boil down to this, folks. We're either going to have LGBTQ or we're going to have B-O-B. I'm on the B-O-B side. That means that gender is biological, it's objective, and it is binary. There's two of them. B-O-B. That's the answer to LGBTQ. Educators, they said, should minimize the extent to which gender is labeled. Oh, let's pretend that it doesn't exist. Avoid telling children what girls and boys should do. Ask their permission about the diapers. Let the children make the decision about the diapers. Let the children make the decision about their gender. Let the children make the decision about their race. I mean, the same people who are saying that the kids can decide what gender they want to be can also decide what race they want to be. Because nothing is objective, right? Race is biological. And again, you know, skin color. Let's just say skin color. We're all, I believe, as a Christian, that's something I think Christians haven't stood up for. I think we're all part of the human race. If you're a Christian, you think you're descended from Adam or Noah, you're part of that human race. And we should embrace the fact that we are all of one blood. That ought to be the grounds on which we come together instead of dividing everybody by skin color or maybe by hair color or whatever other artificial thing you want to divide people by. Let's not get objective about anything, you know, and let's not get objective about gender. Let's just let the kids pick it, because if you let the kids pick it, then we're back to where we began with the pedophiles there. If you say that these young children in kindergarten can decide what gender they are, the implication of that, folks, and this is why they're selling this, the implication of letting the kids decide what gender they are is that they can consent to sex. That is a this whole gender fluidity thing is really just a pedophile agenda. That's right back where we started. Go full circle, right back to where we started. They're pushing this gender confusion because they have a pedophile agenda and because they want to destroy the family. They don't want you to have children. They will manufacture the children. They're going full Brave New World, just like Aldous Huxley pointed out. They're going to manufacture the kids. Parents are not wanted. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
This is the last week to get free shipping on all of our best-selling items at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have some of the biggest sales in our history on super high-quality supplements and other products at InfoWarsStore.com, as well as InfoWarsLife.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula has the strongest curcumin level of any other brand you're going to find out there at 95%. Leading competitors have a curcumin level of 3%. From there, we've got dozens and dozens and dozens of other game-changing products that you and your family will absolutely love and will help support the broadcast. It is critical that you go to InfoWarsStore.com and look at some of those items for yourself, whether it's water filtration, air filtration, non-GMO heirloom seeds, X2. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort,
and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our pollen block chewable tablets.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14 and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to take a look at school in New Jersey. Their senior prom theme was Party Like It's 1776, and they are now having to profusely apologize for that. We're going to tell you what is behind that in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this program, and we've got several of our most popular products on sale right now. Deep discount. We have Super Blue Dental Products, 50% off. We have Bodies, 50% off. We have DNA Force Plus, 50% off. And again, that's a very big savings for DNA Force Plus. It's very expensive to produce that. The active ingredient BioPQQ has over 170 clinical studies. You can do your own research. Understand how important it is for your DNA health and how your DNA health affects your expected lifespan. There's been a lot of stories on that this year alone, just like gut health stories. And when we look at the Super Blue products, of course, that's our entire line of dental products that we've got at InfoWarsStore.com. Two flavors of toothpaste, a mouthwash, a gargle spray. All of them have nano silver, a great way to fight virus and bacteria. And, you know, of course, bacteria causes gum disease as well as heart disease. If you haven't tried this, now is a great time when it's 50% off. And those of you who have tried it, I know you're going to want to stock up. Super Blue products, all of them, 50% off. And finally, we have our Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine for a limited time. That is 25% off. Take a look at the specials we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this operation. That's what keeps us independent. And we really do appreciate your support. Okay, so the New Jersey school, high school, had a senior prom. The senior prom was going to be held at the National Constitution Center. So they thought, hey, it'd be kind of funny to put a joke in here and make it revolutionary themed. So it's party like it's 1776. And that's what was on the tickets. And now they have had to apologize and take other measures because the people who objected to it were the NAACP. They said African-American students' needs are not considered along with the rest of the school. And so the principal, Perry, posted an apologetic letter on Twitter. He apologized to the African-American community for the offense of insensitivity for talking about 1776. He said it was insensitive and it was irresponsible not to appreciate that not all communities can celebrate what life was like in 1776. Yeah, I guess they don't appreciate that because you haven't taught that in your school, have you? Probably haven't taught any of the history of what the war was about, what came out of it. And guess what his solution is? In an effort to right this wrong and to do better for our students, we're going to take the following actions. First one, students will not be required to bring prom tickets to gain entrance. The prom, so it's like, okay, this is your free pass to get in. And of course, the NAACP is saying, well, you know, we don't like anything that has to do with any American history because we can always link anything in American history to slavery. Well, you can link anything in Roman history to slavery. You can link anything in any culture to slavery. And that includes the worshipped culture of Islam because it's in Islam that slavery is still going. See, slavery and the idea that you're going to enslave the infidel and so forth, that's very comfortable with fundamentalist Islam. It is not compatible with fundamentalist Christianity. It was a denial of the principles in Christianity. It was something that to treat people of, to say that we're going to punish people, that we're going to enslave them, that was not something that was compatible with Christianity. And so you had people like William Wilberforce, who spent his entire life first stopping the slave trade with Great Britain, because it was very powerful. It was probably the most powerful, not probably, it was the most powerful economic interest in Britain at the time that William Wilberforce took it on. And it was his understanding of Christianity and those around him. People like I can't remember his name right now, John Newton, who wrote Amazing Grace. They took that on, and he made it his life work to stop the slave trade. And then, just before he died, he was able to stop slavery itself. And when they look at this, and they say, because of the existence of slavery in 1776, they said, several local civil rights organizations opposed this and objected to it. And my question is, do they know that there were slaves of all sorts, that they had European slaves that were coming here as indentured servants? Yes, I understand. That's a different kind of slavery. You know, that's that was something that was around at the time of Christianity. The kind of idea that you would be born, that you would be a slave, and that all your children would remain in slavery, that was something that was different. And that's why they worked so hard to get rid of that. An indentured slave could eventually get out of it. And so it was different in one respect, in a very important respect. However, when we look at civil rights, do these people know who wrote the Bill of Rights? Do they understand that 1776 was a step in the right direction? It was a step to eliminate one form of slavery, the slavery of people to government. And of course, that was just a temporary thing. We're right back there now, right? Because we don't understand where that came from. You know, you even had Van Jones. Showing my age here, Van Johnson, this ancient, obscure movie star. Van Jones was on CNN, and Van Jones said he was in favor of President Trump's prison reform, even though there were a lot of things that they wanted to see that they didn't get. He said the approach that we took through the Obama administration was an all-or-nothing approach. And he said, let's get what we can. You know, and at the time of the revolution, you had people like Thomas Jefferson who said, and he wrote quite a bit of it in the Declaration of Independence. It got struck because they said, you know what? If we do this, it's going to tear the movement apart and we will remain slaves of the king. And so they took that out. They said, let's take what we can get. And that's exactly what President Trump is doing with the prison reform. That's what Van Jones understands. That's what these people don't understand. They don't understand that 1776 laid out very important fundamental principles, principles that their allies in the Democrat Party don't like. They don't like the idea of natural rights. I just talked to you yesterday about the police chief, Art Acevedo, who's now in Houston. He used to be the police chief here in Austin, saying, God didn't say anything about your right to have a gun. Oh, yes, he did. He said we have certain inalienable rights. You know, we go back to the Clarence Thomas hearings. The guy who had the biggest problem with him wasn't about, it was Joe Biden, and it wasn't about the Anita Hill distraction. Joe Biden was furious with Clarence Thomas because Clarence Thomas had talked about natural rights, the principles that this government was based upon in 1776. He was furious with that. See, the view of the Democrats, like Joe Biden, like Art Acevedo, the police chief, and these others who say there are restrictions, there's no absolute rights that you have to free speech, there's no absolute rights that are represented in the Second Amendment. You don't have any rights. You only have privileges that we grant to you. And when you start talking about natural rights, when you start saying that you've got certain rights that are inalienable, that come from your creator, we can't have that. The people like Joe Biden, who wrote the Gun-Free School Act, yeah, they don't like the idea that you have rights from God. They don't like natural rights. See, what 1776 did was it started us on that path. And the people who founded this country wrote the Bill of Rights. You have a problem with the Bill of Rights, NAACP? You better embrace that. You throw out the foundations of this country. You throw out the best charter for human rights this world has ever seen. And that's why these people are trying to throw this out so hard. That's why they're trying to destroy the foundations of this culture and society and erect a Marxist society on the ruins of what used to be America. That's why they're working so hard to do this. People on the left saw this amazing article from The Guardian. Some guy who is a self-appointed guardian of the religious left. His name is, it's down here somewhere. Anyway, not really important. Barber, his name is last name. Reverend William Barber. And he came out and he said, Jesus never charged a leper a copay. You know what? Jesus never, he never taxed the people for his healing either, Reverend. This isn't about healthcare. It's kind of funny that the left sees government as God, doesn't it? You know, the government is supposed to heal our every disease. But you know, the sad thing is that so does the right. The right thinks that government should keep us from temptation. So you've got the government out there, the people on the right, say the government has to keep us away from temptation, so send out the police to keep us off of drugs. And the left says, oh, the government is God, so it should provide health care and heal our every wound. Yeah, Jesus never charged a leper, but he didn't charge the taxpayers either. You know, God is pro-life. They might want to take a look at that, the people on the left. But we'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crises, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select storable food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
We can't extend this free shipping sale much longer with our best-selling items at InfoWarsStore.com. In fact, we can only run it a few more days. We're also running out of some of our best-selling items, like our amazing nootropic, Rainforce. It's $19.95. Leading competitors are $60 and aren't even as good. It's a great deal normally at $39.95. Rainforce, you've never tried it. This is a great opportunity. $19.95. Also, Alpha Power is 50% off. If you don't know what it's done for me and so many others for stamina, focus, libido, it does so many things. X2. Even though we're having trouble sourcing the deep earth crystals of the good halogen iodine, I am blowing out the stockpile of it we have, at least for another few days, at 50% off. And then after that, it's going to go back to full price until we secure more of it. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And thank you all for helping fund the second American global revolution.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
All right, this is Lionel sitting in for this, the final hour of today's version of this. Now, I want to start off with something that is, a bit of a proviso. I hate when people exaggerate. I hate when they start off and they say, this is the most important thing in the world, and it's epic, and it's always the sky's falling, and it's not. And people think, oh my God, I'm habituating to this nonsense of yours. You're telling me everything is not life and death. All the time. I'm not speaking of anybody in particular, but what happened yesterday, the AT&T merger with Time Warner is huge. It's unbelievable. And one of the things which is important to understand is for sometimes for us to sit back and say, let's go back to the basics. And the first rule is don't watch mainstream media news. Let me repeat. Let me stop right there and correct myself. They're not mainstream anymore. This is mainstream. This right now is mainstream. This is the news. This is it. This is what you're watching. If you're watching on a phone, if you're watching on a what tablet, this is happening right now. The days of CBS and the Peacock Network and the Tiffany broadcast, it's gone. Now, years ago, as everybody might remember, bear with me on this, please bear with me. We had the phone company, Ma Bell. Hello, Grandma. It was the phone. That was it. Phones did phone stuff. And then years later, around, I remember I was about 11 or 12 years old, we saw these push-button phones. I said, what is this? More importantly, what's this thing here? What's this asterisk and this octothorpe, which of course today is called a hashtag or a pound sign? Well, that's for data. What do you mean data? You'll see. Fax machines later. Oh, so phones are data and just talking is data. But okay, all right, good, terrific. Here's one circle. Let me show you something. You know what this is? No, it's not a bladder control problem. These are plates. And these are sticks. Somebody sent this to me. And you put this stick up and you spin it. And I'm just a whiz-bang at a party. There was a guy named Eric Brenn, B-R-E-N-N. When I was a kid, we used to watch Ed Sullivan, and he would have bowls and plates, and he's spinning. What you're going to have to do if you want to be a patriot today, to be a citizen and civilian truth warrior, if you want to be like members of my conspiratorium on my YouTube channel, what you have to do is you have to realize you got a million plates going. You wake up every morning, you got 15 different stories that have nothing to do with it. Think non-overlapping magisteria, as a great Stephen Jay Gould said, who differentiated between science and religion. You have these things that have nothing to do together, but all of them. So bear with me. Here's one plate. In the old days, it was a phone company. Then there was radio, AM, FM. Okay, they're over there. Towers, things like that. TV. TV was antennas. Broadcast. Ah, broadcast. FCC. Why? Because you're broadcasting information and speech. And then, oh, okay, you're not broadcasting data. That's why we can hold you up and we can ask you, make you beg for a license. You can lose a license. Okay, great. Now, all of a sudden, years ago, something happened. It's called cable TV. Cable was the greatest thing in the world. And I remember the time, I remember like it was yesterday. The first thing we said, and anybody in my generation will remember this, they said, who in the hell is going to pay for cable? TV's free. We're not going to pay for that. Nobody pays for free. TV is free. It's like a toaster's free. I mean, you buy the toaster, but you don't pay every time you make toast. It's ridiculous. But then they said, yeah, but cable's good because better reception. Okay. Then we liked it. Then we said, oh, look, 900 stations I'll never watch. Oh, look, the small engine repair channel. Oh, this is fantastic. Now, listen what happened. Very, very important. When I return from this, I want to explain why yesterday's AT&T Time Warner merger is a colossal sea change. This is Lionel. Stay tuned. I've got more.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
All right, want to adjust your set. This is your set. This is not David Knight. This is Lionel sitting in for David Knight. Now, let me get back to what I was saying. Years ago, we had all these things, these separate stuff. Cable TV came along, it was terrific, and then everything was fine. Everything was great. Fax machine, and then the internet. The internet came along. And with the internet, it changed everything because then it became streaming. It became streaming. And then all of a sudden, somebody realized, wait a minute, I'm Netflix. And I know you probably don't think anything of it, but when Netflix came along, again, people asked the same question. What if we get Netflix? You're going to give me a show with all of the shows at one time? And I'm going to, how do I get Netflix? Well, what happened was these phone companies found it had 28, 30, 50 million, 100 million people already subscribers to their product. Media content and media merge. So what's happening right now is if you're Netflix, if you're Amazon, if you're whatever it is, you look to these people and these organizations and these platforms, let me move this down here, so that you can put your content. That's what yesterday was. This is not a merger so much as this is taking media distribution, media content, and going already into platforms like Comcast and Verizon or whatever it is that are already there. It's this conflation of everything that knows no equal. There's no equal in the world. This has never happened before. And I was watching because I'm crazy and I'm stupid and I have to watch this dreck, this horrible media, corporate media stuff. And I'm going through this stuff and I'm watching what this one says and that one says, and I want this CBS News. Oh God, they had Gayle King on. You know what Gayle King said? You ready? You're sitting down? And they must have somebody just, maybe some 20-year-old Per Diem line producer feeding this into her IFB. She said, is this going to affect my cable bill? Is it going to affect my bill? First of all, you're a gazillionaire. What do you care about your bill? Number two, We're not talking about the bill. Did you hear what we said? It's like the bill has something to do with this. I don't understand what you're talking about. No, you don't. Nobody gets this. This is it. Now, here's the big question. We're going to have one day one company owning everything. When you find out that there's nothing but anti-Trump stuff everywhere, what are you going to do? Whom do you complain to? That's why this, what you're seeing right now, this platform, me and you talking, this is, talk about revolutionary. They're going to do everything in their power to shut this down. Not Alex per se, but yeah, Alex per se, maybe. And the reason for this is that this is the only independent variation and counter to this. Do you understand? Do you understand? And it's a habit I have, and it sounds very, very rude. It sounds like you're stupid. And I don't mean that. Please don't take it that way. I don't even, because you wouldn't be watching this if you were stupid. But does the world understand that right now, all of the old rules don't apply? I've got people in radio, terrestrial radio. What world do they live in? And they actually are talking about the future of radio. Radio? Yeah, okay. And the reason why radio is dying is because radio can't do what we're doing here. And what they're going to be doing right now is they're going to do everything in their power, which is a second paragraph to this. Okay. First thing I said was AT&T, the merger is huge. It'll be a week before anybody understands this. Believe me. And the media companies are talking about, is it going to affect my bill? Now, the second part of this, what do they do to throttle news information platforms and delivery systems like this? For you, the citizen and civilian journalist and truth warrior, or what I call my goings on, we're part of like a guerrilla grand jury. We take things, we review it, we indict people, we issue a true bill. What happens to us? Little by little, bit by bit, all over the world, they're going to try a way to throttle back and to claw back this immense power that is the internet. And they're going to do it in a variety of different ways. To wit, copyright violations. Ah, what you're saying right now is a copyright. Oh, what you're doing right now. I see these people and I'm thinking, oh no, don't do this. And I see them do these great TV shows and they're streaming. And here's the picture of this. And here's a picture of this. I'm going, oh no, somebody's going to claim some copyright. Oh no, because you've got to almost be like in this room by yourself, and they're going to try to say that what you did violated some copyright, even though it's public domain, and even though you know it, and they're going to try that. Then, like in Australia, they're going to talk about licensing to license content. Then they're going to give you the statistics called net neutrality. Now, listen and listen good. Remember Lionel's Law. There's a million of them. One of them is the better the sound of the act, the better the sound of the thing, the worse it is. No child left behind, the child gets left behind. Patriot Act, there's no patriot there. Fresh water, whatever, clean, no. Affordable Care Act. I mean, they were laughing doubled up with that. They bought it. All right. Net neutrality. There's no neutrality in this thing. Do you want the internet, as the great George Bush said, do you want the internet to be considered a utility? What does that mean? Do you want the internet to be considered a utility where you can be licensed, where you can have to get a license, where you can be shut down because of language, the way they did your broadcast TV? Do you want that? And what do they do? I love this. Listen to this. They have this idea, this mentality that says the reason why net neutrality is so important is because you don't want all of a sudden your game to be slowed down because they're throttling your speed or whatever. It's like, oh, that's brilliant. Yeah, that's good. Have the company basically make you leave. Yeah, but there's only going to be one company. Now, one of the things which I don't even want to get into that, but it's the most specious reasoning. It goes back to that Gayle King thing. What about my bill? You've missed the point entirely. This is the last and the only existence that we have that is the Wild West of information transfer. There's nothing like this. And they're going to try everything in their power. They're going to go after voice and speech. They're going to go after you with what they did, maybe a Roseanne thing. Maybe somebody's going to say something. Let me explain. The First Amendment, pardon my French, I'm not profane, but I'll say that the First Amendment's a bitch. It is the scariest thing because it allows people to say stuff that's so horrible, so terrible, it may be your opinion, and so reckless, and sometimes politically piquant and politically dangerous and politically injurious. And they want to do everything in their power to shut you down. And right now, you listen, the left, and I'm going to use that term because I'm sorry, I don't want to break anybody's mind, blow anybody's mind here, but there's a lot about what is prototypically liberal and the left that I agree with 100%. There's a lot about the FBI, FDR New Deal and the Four Freedoms that I agree with 100%. But they're not the left. I'm anti-war and I'm pro-social and people marrying and all that jazz if you want. That is not the province of libertarians. That makes sense. But these people are not left. But let me explain something. Do you know why Robert De Niro is freaking out so much? Do you know why he comes out? I got to tell you the story. Don't forget, I'll do it next about the Tonys. You're going to love this because I'm in New York and these people make me sick. Anywho, do you know why he was so impassioned by this? Why he's trembling in fear? Because he's terrified. He's terrified. And why? Donald Trump. Donald Trump came along, and I don't know if it was him. I don't know if it was his demeanor. And you know and I know there's some deal made somewhere with the DOJ, AT&T. I don't know what. I don't know if they're going to throttle Zucker or let him go. Or if Acosta is going to be lobotomized or sent to a gulag, I have no idea. But you know and I know that DJT, POTUS45, didn't just sit back and say, gee, I'm so surprised about this AT&T thing. These people are terrified. But you should be terrified, too, because they're coming after us and our speech and our words. Now, coming up, we'll talk a little bit about Anthony Bourdain and how to think homicide cop. Because more and more, as we turn around, people are dying in the news. This is Lionel sitting in for David Knight. Stay tuned. I got a whole lot more. I'm warning you.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line, Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate. I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Myco ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
All righty, Lionel with you. Who was that? Toto? Who was that? Some of the best liner bumper music, bar none. Let me tell you, if I could, and if you don't mind, anybody got any Dale Watson? If you can get caught, Dale Watson, one of Austin, Texas, I think Dale Watson, great friend of mine, is one of the most important country music singers, maybe one of the last real country music singers, period, performers, bar none. Because I am real serious. I don't know if you saw this right here. I'm very proud of this. Me and the possum right there. And when I took this picture, I know I look like a baggage handler for Air Morocco, but when I took this picture, 25 years ago, I was armed, heavily armed. And this was at the Ruth Eckert Hall in Clearwater, Florida. When I was trying to go up to the back, the stage door, because a friend of mine let me in, I had my Beretta 380 license. License to carry, but I had it in my belt, but I didn't have I was kind of cool then, you know, where we didn't have a holster. And it slipped down my leg. True story. Kind of spun. I kicked it. And I'm standing there. And I'm meeting the head of security for George. And I have to pick this gun up and say, oh, excuse me. Put it back. And he said, hurry up. You got 5 minutes. Come on in. Which told me, we're more armed than you. I didn't kill anybody. I didn't hurt anybody. Nobody minded I was there. Oh, I was caring before it was cool. Anyway, now, a couple of things here. I got to tell you this story because you got to understand this. And please, I keep using this term. Oh, before I forget, tomorrow begins the 34-hour, or is it 134-hour? Maybe it's a 2,034-hour. But this is this incredible, seemingly endless, this interminable, really inhumane, practice. I'm sorry, Alex, but, putting people through this in order to, propound the notion of liberty. I'm all for it, but it kills people. Some of your staff have never been the same, but it starts tomorrow and it goes on forever. And I heartily commend to you, stay tuned right here. Keep your stations tuned to this incredible platform. I've been a fan of Alex since, well, forever. But I gotta tell you what happened this week. Do you know why I hate Broadway? Let me explain this to you. And not the wrestling term, not full finish with a draw, but I mean, I'm not kayfabing you here, but if you think the left are bad in terms of Hollywood, you ain't met anything until you've met Broadway. These people are the most, I loathe them, detest, abhor. I don't mean the actors. I don't mean the singers and dancers. Oh, no. Not even the directors, pardon that noise. I don't mean any of those people. I mean the producers and the the ones who write about Broadway, because it's the theater. It's the theater. The proscenium. Oh, it makes me sick. Well, here's my favorite. Bruce Springsteen came along. And by the way, how about Bruce? A lot of work done, babe. I'm telling you, you look like you've been through a windshield, almost not even recognizable anymore. This is the boss? You look at the old E Street days of it. Who's this? Anyway, I like when men become sick. I'm almost 70 years old, and I have more muscles than I did when I was... interesting. Billy Joel, however, looks like a fist with eyes. Bless his heart. Billy Joel looks like a thumb with a turtleneck. Anywho, am I being cruel? Yes. Yes, I am. So anyway, so Bruce Springsteen says, hey, guess what? I'm going to go into Broadway. And Broadway says, oh, no, you can't, because you see... what you're doing, Bruce, or boss, as you refer to, you see, you're doing a what's called a jukebox. You're just going to be playing a bunch of songs loosely threaded together by some prose that you're going to connect it to, and that's not really Broadway. And Bruce said, you know what, screw you and the horse you rode in on, I'm doing Broadway. Now, they've done this before in the past. There was a show on Broadway called Rock of Ages. And my wife is an expert on this. She's been in the biz. And Rock of Ages came along and they said, oh, please stop it. That's just songs. Well, guess what? They made a fortune in booze. It made more money than you can imagine. Okay. So then Barry Gordy came in. And he says, I'm going to do Motown. Barry, you can't do Motown. That's another jukebox. We're Broadway, the theater. He said, you know what? Screw you. I'm doing it. Made a fortune. Because who makes Broadway today? People from all over the country. Tourists, people in flip-flops and shorts, people who buy the box, you know, wine in the box and sippy cups and eat Twizzlers and America. They're doing it. Believe me. All right. They also gave the hose to Tina Fey. Oh, Mean Girls? Is that what you think? No, we're going to give it the best Tony Award to a play no one's seen. The band's here. Something like that. A show no one saw. Because why? Because we're like that. Okay. Back to Bruce. So Bruce says, I don't care about this. Hey, Bruce, by the way, would you like to be a Tony winner? Would you like to win the Tony? Huh? Would you like to win the Tony? What do I got to do? Well, Bruce, you see, you have to have media nights. Well, that means you have to give certain tickets, make available to the press and the New York Times and people who can review you. And then you also have to give all tickets to the Tony voters and their friends. And Bruce said, excuse me, I'm making about $500 a seat, and you want me to give this inventory away for what? Uh-uh. Take your Tony. All right. He doesn't care. He wants this, and not the money, this, which is a joke only I understand. All right, so then they came to him and said, Bruce, what is it? We want you to perform and to show that nobody sees the Tonys. Nobody cares about that. What do you want? Well, I want you to sing. What's in it for me? We'll give you a special award. Hey, think of it as a performance award, like little kids get when they don't really win anything. They just show up and play. You get a trophy. We'll give you one of them. And we'll call it, Lifetime Achievement Award. What do you say, Bruce? Lifetime Achievement? I've never been on Broadway before. Yes, but I mean your other life. Would you take this? All right. So what does he do? He gets De Niro. Now, De Niro's got to do something. Why? To make people watch these shows. Why? Because nobody watches CBS. And, well, I shouldn't say that, but these shows. Les Moonves is this big Broadway fan. The Tonys used to be on PBS years ago. Nobody watched this. So they said, listen, and I'm just speculating. Maybe it's a conspiracy theory. Kudos to Robert Klein. So they said, Bobby, come out and do something. And that's the F Trump. F Trump. Why? Because you knew something was going to happen. That's what they were talking about. Now when you watch an award show, you watch it and say, who says something ridiculous? Now, by the way, if somebody said F Obama, can you imagine? And by the way, I was wondering whether I could call Mr. De Niro a feckless C word, because after all, Samantha Bee said this as well. Now, what was this long story about? It goes back to what I'm saying. You see that picture of De Niro? This guy is about as tough as... he's not tough. He's an actor. He plays this role. But he's petrified. They're petrified because of Trump, because of us, because of this new wave, the revolution. Believe me when I'm telling you. We'll talk more about this from Harvey Weinstein on down. They are petrified. I've got more coming up with me, Lionel. Stay tuned.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is the last week to get free shipping on all of our best-selling items at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have some of the biggest sales in our history on super high-quality supplements and other products at InfoWarsStore.com, as well as InfoWarsLife.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula has the strongest curcumin level of any other brand you're going to find out there at 95%. Leading competitors have a curcumin level of 3%. From there, we've got dozens and dozens and dozens of other game-changing products that you and your family will absolutely love and will help support the broadcast. It is critical that you go to InfoWarsStore.com and look at some of those items for yourself, whether it's water filtration, air filtration, non-GMO heirloom seeds, X2. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
In a camera's eye, caught without an alibi. A picture's worth a thousand words, they say. We're caught in a motel room. The tangled sheets smell like sweet perfume.
to sing over that. That's desecration. You tell me that's not great. I hear Merle and Alan Jackson, even some Lefty Frizzell in there. Let me tell you something. Country music, real country music, with all due respect to new folks, and I understand it, and I get it, and I'm not going to want to be one of these old farts who says, you know, in my day, but there is new, and that's great, but there is classic, and there is a country music that just makes your toes curl, that makes your heart sing, that just kind of gets down, it just get. Dale Watson is, aside from being a great friend, he is pure gold. Caught is my favorite. I love that song. Okay. I'm sitting in for the great, the lovely, the talented, what the hell is his name? Oh, David Knight. Just kidding, David. Now, let's talk about something else. Probable cause versus reasonable doubt. Now, hang on a minute. Now, a lot of people think that they are sleuths when it comes to, and I'm not going to call you conspiracy theorist because don't forget, like Gore Vidal says, I'm a conspiracy theorist. I screwed that up. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm a conspiracy analyst. And what's interesting is that when something happens, they love to say, that's, take Tony Bourdain, Anthony Bourdain. Aha, he was killed. Now, wait a minute. You don't know anything. Yeah, but, you know, it's a deep state did it. Wait a minute. You don't know anything about this. Hang on a minute. Yeah, but he was about to spill the beans on, you don't know anything. Maybe he was. Take it easy. Don't react like this. Just take it easy. Don't ruin this. Now, when you have suspicions of something, when something makes you say, that's probable cause to investigate. That's not the same as saying, aha, he did it. Now, let me ask you a question. Little things. Things kind of make sense. Let's take suicide A. What is it? This is a guy who just got a diagnosis. He has cancer, or he lost everything, or his wife left him, or he's an alcoholic, and he left a note, and it was horrible. Here in New York, believe it or not, we have a tragic spate, a profusion, if you will, of a number of people who are cab drivers, medallion cab, you know, yellow cab people, who are losing their medallion, which is their license to drive a yellow cab in New York. Each one of these medallions that's on the hood or the bonnet of the yellow cab was like worth $1 million plus each cab. Now they give them away with a set of tumblers for a free fill up. They've lost everything. Look at this. This team, I swear to God, they work telepathically. I think something and already it's up. So now because of Uber and Lyft and Juno and all this stuff, now they're killing themselves and okay, fine. That's a reason. But let's look at Anthony Bourdain at the top of his game. Okay. Was a heroin addict, turned his life around, shouldn't have been drinking, had some problems with that, Asia or Asia Argento, whatever. Did he leave a note? Why is that important? The most narcissistic, because the chefs couldn't stand this guy. He wasn't a chef. If he's a chef, I'm Eleanor Roosevelt. Now watch a picture of Eleanor Roosevelt pop up. This guy was a fraud, but he was a dandy and the lifeblood of CNN. He didn't leave a note? The guy who Instagrams, the guy can't break wind without chronicling it. This narcissistic self-style, first of all, to kill yourself, not that it hasn't happened. Nothing? It never. Now, what does all this mean? I don't know. It doesn't mean anybody killed him, but it's a, you put this in the category, okay? Imagine a little cup and we put in the Interesting. Now, next thing. This hotel. This is like a 5-star. This is one of the most famous hotels. And you can go through, I think Alex or maybe David gave the history of it, but it is just replete with history. I guarantee you, it's a 5-star hotel. Somebody said, you know, I haven't seen, you wouldn't get the sentence out of your mouth before somebody from security went up there and checked right away. I mean, believe me, Eric Repair, by the way, who owns the Bernardin, big 3-star, Michelin, here in New York. He says, yes, I haven't seen my friend Tony in days. What? You want me to believe that that this never got out? As CNN is there, as their news teams are the most popular international show, and the host hasn't been seen, and nobody says, you think we should go up there and maybe look and see? What do you think, Homer? I don't know, Jethro. What? Are you buying this? Now, maybe there's a reason for that, but that's in the... Now, I'm not saying Eric repaired anything. I'm not saying anything. I'm saying this doesn't make any sense. I don't understand this. Where's the toxicology report? And by the way, we got to get that body. Who owns the body? He was estranged, meaning he wasn't divorced. So his wife technically owns the body. We'll talk one day about this. The legal aspect of owning the body. Owning the body, because if you own him, do you know that theoretically somebody, his wife, could have, and there's a way of taking, retrieving his ex-wife. I don't want to, this is a family show, but let's say semen. There's a way of doing it, which I'd rather not go into, but there's a way of retrieving semen from a freshly dead body, inseminating and having post-mortem progeny, who, by the way, would they take under the will? Is this a form of post-mortem rape and sexual abuse? I'm dead serious. So we'll talk about that. But all of these questions, doesn't make any sense. None of this doesn't make any sense. What happened? Why? Now, then we do this one. You see this beautiful convergence. Now, this is where, and I know who you are. I know what you're thinking. That's why you're watching this. You're watching this because you're kind of you're a smart person. You're the one I want on my team. If there's a missing kid or we're trying to find somebody, I want somebody just like you to think of stuff like, wait a minute. You know, I remember searching him. Good. Go. Let's talk about this. What's all of this? Look at all the people who are killing themselves by the sash. Now let's go. This suicide by garrote or garrote. Think about that one. May I also say something? Stop calling it hanging. To hang, when you're hanged, he hanged himself as if you suspend someone from the neck. Hang from the neck. If you draw and quarter and hang their body parts, then they're hung. I'm sorry, I don't want to get into this right now. But what happened right now is this is the carotid restraint. This is the sleeper. Come on, you ever see somebody put somebody in a sleeper? You know, like, the old Fritz von Erich in the old days, you Texas folks. Remember that? The old Atkinson family? I mean, this is simple. So we have Kate Spade. Go down and read all of the people. Remember, Robin Williams was different. So I want to talk more about that. I want to know, where's the medical examiners? I want to know Algor Mortis. I want to know about the temperature of the body at the time. Livor Mortis, the lividity, meaning was it moved? Was there particular hemorrhaging? Was there trauma? Did they squeeze to see for, like they did with John Belushi, to find out blood? What was he taking? What was said? How was it configured? I want to see pictures, just like I want to see that Las Vegas scene. I want to see that paddock. I want a lot of stuff which we'll never see. But before I start saying, yes, it's this, and also keep in mind, Argento, Harvey Weinstein, upstate New York, NXIVM, Allison Mack. We've got this conflation of Me Too, and he very well might be in the center of this. Not that anybody was responsible, but in addition to the plain old pathology aspect to his death, we look at motivation, suspects, and the legitimacy of the scene. I'll explain more of this in the final segment coming up.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Our team is always looking for new ways to improve our products. That's why we've created the newest version of a fan favorite formula, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus contains the powerful pregnenolone formula, now with an added energy boost. Now you can support your heart, brain, and aging process with an added natural energy boost. The proprietary energy blend includes powerful ingredients like green tea extract, yerba mate leaf extract, and more. Paired with the powerful ingredients in the original Real Red Pill formula, the Real Red Pill has just what you need to support your body while getting the pick-me-up to get you through the day. The Real Red Pill Plus is a powerful investment into the future of your mind and body. Don't miss out on the all-new upgrade to your favorite product. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get the Real Red Pill Plus today. Get Real Red Pill Plus now at 50% off.
We can't extend this free shipping sale much longer with our best-selling items at InfoWarsStore.com. In fact, we can only run it a few more days. We're also running out of some of our best-selling items, like our amazing nootropic, Rainforce. It's $19.95. Leading competitors are $60 and aren't even as good. It's a great deal normally at $39.95. Rainforce, you've never tried it. This is a great opportunity. $19.95. Also, Alpha Power is 50% off. If you don't know what it's done for me and so many others for stamina, focus, libido, it does so many things. X2, even though we're having trouble sourcing the deep earth crystals of the good halogen iodine, I am blowing out the stockpile of it we have, at least for another few days, at 50% off. And then after that, it's going to go back to full price until we secure more of it. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And thank you all for helping fund the second American global revolution.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Is that some of the best? The music's fantastic. The music is just, it's just incredible. That should be part of any kind of antidepressant medication. Just play that when you walk into the room. You'll feel a lot better. All right, my friends, Lionel with you. Let me just say right off the bat, I want to say something before we move on a little bit. I want to say how important, I know you're going to say, are you saying that because did they tell you to say this? Well, listen to what I say first and then ask the question. You know, I love Alex Jones. I know, you're not supposed to say that, but I do. And I just hope you realize how important and how critical he is. I hope you realize. And I think David Knight's show, you know that is the only show I listen to. My wife will tell you every single day. I listen to other shows like this. I feel like kind of like the medical examiner, speaking of death, who takes these other shows and I got to look at it just to see like what happened to this one. This is my 30th year of professional whatever it is that I'm doing. And I started with Rush Limbaugh when he started in the, you know, 88 and all of this stuff. I don't know how to tell you this, and don't tell anybody I said this. And you didn't hear it from me, and if you say it, I'm going to deny it. But it's dead. This conventional platform stuff is dead. You know the worst part about commercial radio? The commercials. They don't say anything. There was a time in this country, you know, Don Imus was a great, great incredibly important. He's not shocking now. They play stuff that he did that was shocking. Howard Stern, bless his heart, it's not shocking. Rush Limbaugh, a titan, it's not shocking. This is shocking. This is shocking. The stuff that we talk about is shocking. People say, what? What? And it's the truth. Do you understand the beauty of this? This freaks people out. It shocks them. And this is in, maybe you just are used to it. Maybe you say, well, maybe it's, I don't think it's that shocking. Maybe because Alex and David and everybody does such a great job and his support team. Look, I've been around a lot of stations, a lot of big stuff, WABC, WOR in New York and blah, blah. And this staff is so good. So let me just tell you something. The reason why he's able to do it, the reason why he's able to continue doing this is because you support him. I'm telling you, when this is the canary in the coal mine, as long as Alex is on the air, there's a chance. We have liberty. There's a chance. The moment I hear this, that's it. Time to take to the streets. I love the way people, they're so jealous of him. They're so jealous. I heard, you've heard it. I'm sorry, I'm going to say it. You know, he's an agent. He's an agent for every country there is. You know, he's a Rothschild. He's not a Rothschild. It's Rothschild. You know, he's a globalist. You know, he's a crypto. Stop it. Think whatever you want. God bless him. So support him. And whatever you do, just do what he says. Because we need this. And the more that he says, the more that he speaks, the better we are. Okay, enough with that. Big thing happened to the day. It's the end of the Clintons. Why do I say that? Let me give you a little background. You don't remember this, I'm sure, you younger folks, but there was a time when we had bell bottoms. People wore bell bottoms. Not flare, like bell bottoms, like a navy, really wild, thick bell bottoms. Right now, somebody's like, can you get an image of bell bottoms? What the hell is he talking about? What's a bell bottom? Trust me, we wore them. And they were the biggest thing around. And then one day, they were gone. That was it, gone. Or, gone. Just gone. It's like, was it a Tuesday? I don't, there we go. Those. They just went away. They were gone. Disco one day just went away. It was gone. It doesn't announce it. There's no, it just dies. Bill Clinton was here for the longest time. Bill Clinton was immune, impenetrable. He was the link, kind of like the barrier to Hillary Clinton. Hillary Rodham Fallon, who walked around with her. Did we ever find out about her back brace? This reptilian exoskeleton? What was that? We don't even talk about that anymore. Oh, but we talk about Melania Trump. Where's Melania? Where is she? Does she have surgery? We haven't seen her. What's she hiding? She's the first lady. Look at this. What is this? What is this, a rocket power? What is this? I don't understand. And thanks for pointing that like this. Lest you don't know what, you don't see the obvious here. That's very good, though, by the way. But the point is people went crazy about that. Don't ask me questions. But Melania Trump, well, what about her? Hillary Clinton's walking around. She had, remember the Fresnel lenses? Remember those black prismatic lenses for diplopia, for double vision because of all the brain trauma? Remember that one during the Benghazi murders? I can't testify for Benghazi. Well, the blood clots and the, you know, I fell. And then later on you said, well, what about her? But don't bring that up. They ignored that. Remember her Zeiss 1B? Remember this Don was glasses after the 9/11 after she fell like a side of beef and thrown into the back of a van, taken to Hillary, Chelsea's apartment, which is a makeshift hospital. Remember that one? She walks around with this blue for photosensitive epilepsy. We couldn't ask that. Remember when she was walking around like this? Remember when she had that fellow next to her with the benzo pen? Oh, no, that was off limits. But you're worried about Melania? So Bill Clinton, going back to that, was always a guy that just no matter what they said to him, no matter what they did, you could bring up any of the Juanita Broderick, any of the women, any of the allegations of rape, and it just was like water off a duck's back until the Boston Globe just came out. Boston Globe, the days of Bill Clinton are over, or he's, and I'm sure that you'll get the title of this, but I thought, the Boston Globe is saying this? End of the line for Bill Clinton, something like that. The end of the line, it's over, that's all she wrote. Adios, sayonara. Bill Clinton has left the, and I thought, do you know what that is? That's the official signal from the deep state, from the asset stripping jackals. That's the official word that is now the okay to go after him. Let me tell you what I think happened. And listen to me, and I'm just making this up. I'm just making this up. I'm just waxing imaginative, okay? When you're at the top of the globalist billionaire food chain, there's no such thing as an enemy. George Soros, I will bet you, would be on the phone at any moment with Bill Clinton or with whatever. If they could make money, not Bill Clinton, with Trump making money or whatever it is. This is the way it's always been. This is a way, not that they are political allies, but they communicate. Somewhere down the line, when Trump got into office, I believe, or as the Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, was saying, I believe the following took place. It was a meeting. Just, this is my fecund imagination. And somebody sat down and said, now listen, remember the old days of was it Warner Brother, the sheepdog and the coyote, where they would meet, they were trying to kill each other, morning Sam, and they would, with their time card, try to kill each other, and then later on they became friends. Somebody said, listen, George Soros, all you guys, deep state, Hillary Clinton is responsible for everything that's going on right now. The Mueller investigation, the Comey investigation, the Putin's, she is not helping. She is problematic to us, to you. Throw her under the bus. And they looked around and they said, okay, Donald, it's a deal. Hello? Yes. Boston Globe? Go with that story. Hello, Donna Brazil? Yeah, go with that book. It's over. It's done. Meanwhile, this other vector, Kanye West, Candace Owens, Louis Farrakhan, not exactly an ally, but Louis Farrakhan said, Donald Trump's enemies are our enemies. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. In conclusion, this valedictory, what I'm telling you right now is it's all changing. And the word is, and it's okay, to say to the Clintons, it's over. And what stands between them and the pokey and the who's gal and the gray bar in is the Clinton Foundation. And you can talk about servers and Wiener and Huma, and you can talk about whatever you want. You look at that organization and just let that go. Because the DNC right now has to realize they've got 100 and how many days until midterms? They have nothing, no platform, no dream, no imagination, no goal, no vision, no nothing, no ideology. And if they want to get their act together, the first thing they got to do is get rid of that impediment. Think of it as a bezoar. Look it up. BEZOAR. It's a unique form of intestinal blockage. That's what HRC is. Thank you so much. Lionel with you. I appreciate it.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select storable food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals.
including meals such as Traveler's Stew, Homestyle Potato Soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select storable foods.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.